Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A community mourns the death of a 15-year-old boy. The third largest lottery jackpot ever is up for grabs. And for the Beehive, it's a celebration. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Find out which R&B star says she was robbed by Beyonce. And today may be Beyonce's day, but Nicki Minaj fans got something to celebrate, too.
Leroy has your sports.
Xander Bogart shows us why the Sox need to pay the man. Plus, the University of Oxford is making gamers all around the world cry real tears.
But first, a teenage boy who was shot and killed near a playground in Dorchester has been identified as 15-year-old Curtis Ashford Jr. He had just graduated from middle school last month. This is so awful. Family and friends came together, lit candles, supported each other after this awful tragedy. An investigation is active and ongoing. Get those Mega Millions tickets. Tonight is the night. Your chance to win the third largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever at $1.1 billion. It is also the second largest Mega Millions prize. Odds of winning? 1 in 302.6 million.
That's all.
Good luck. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yes.
And it is here. Beyonce fans are rejoicing. The release of her 7th solo album, Renaissance. Her last one was Lemonade 6 years ago. 16 songs on the album. Definitely will have you dancing. She did address that whole leak situation earlier in the week. And she posted, "I can't thank y'all enough for your love, your protection. I appreciate you for calling out anyone trying to sneak into the club early. It means the world to me. Thank you for your unwavering support. Thank you for being patient. We are going to take our time to enjoy the music. I will continue to give my all to you. Do my best to bring you joy. Yes, you do. I love you deep, Beyonce." And I haven't had a chance to, like, really, really get into it because, I mean, it was out at midnight. But from what I've heard already, I love it. It's incredible.
It's fun.
No skips. The transitions make you feel like you're in a club. It feels empowering. It feels fun. I love the energy. I love the vibe. It's just, I love it.
Definitely absolutely a perfect summer album for sure. It is definitely very, very fun.
All right. Here's Melissa with more on the album.
Yes.
With the juice.
Yes. Today is all about Beyonce. But first, let's get to the Barbs because they have a nice gift today, too, as Nicki Minaj dropped the trailer to a 6-part docuseries getting ready to drop. It's going to tell the story of Nicki's career from the very beginning. And according to the caption, "Some things are so personal, it's scary." Nicki says that she is still shopping for a home for the project, and no release date has been set, but it will be out sooner than we think. Every artist fan base has a few morons in it, and for Dua Lipa, her morons are in Toronto. During her show the other night in Toronto, a series of fireworks were set off on the floor of the Scotiabank Arena, causing injuries to several people. Dua Lipa issued a statement saying she and her crew had nothing to do with the fireworks and that safety is an utmost priority to her. They are conducting a full investigation to find out who did it. Several fans received medical attention on site for minor burns, but they are expected to be okay. And yes, as Pebbles mentioned, today is the day of the Renaissance with the release of Beyonce's album, but not everyone is happy about it. Khalees is being very vocal on social media that she is pissed. One of the tracks on Renaissance called Energy, it samples Khalees' song from 1999 called Get Along With You, produced by the Neptunes. She says she wasn't even told about it, adding that she found out along with the rest of us. Khalees posted a comment on a fan account saying her mind is blown at the level of disrespect and ignorance of not just Beyonce, but everyone involved.
The reality is that my real beef is not only with Beyonce, because at the end of the day, she sampled a record. She's copied me before. She's done it before. So have many other artists. It's fine.
There.
I don't care about that. The issue is that not only are we female artists, okay, black female artists in an industry that we There's not that many of us, right? We've met each other. We know each other. We have mutual friends. It's not hard. She can contact, right? I know what I own and what I don't own. I also know the lies that were told. I also know the things that were stolen. Publishing was stolen. People were swindled out of rights. It happens all the time, especially back then. So it's not about me being mad about Beyonce. Everyone's like, you're all sheep.
She then went on to say, in regards to Beyonce herself, don't preach women empowerment if you don't act on it.
We've got Beyonce, who, like I said, out of human decency and artistry and female, all of the stuff she sings about, all this empowerment and stuff, I don't talk about it, I am about it, okay? So the reality is, all of this female empowerment stuff, it only counts if you really do it. If you're really living it and walking the walk. Don't just talk the talk. It's real cute and fun to sing all these girls' songs. Come on now. Let's be real, all right?
Now, she hasn't mentioned Yes Pebbles.
I was just going to say, the business is shady as hell. So, like, I feel like I can't even really comment on it because you don't know what really was happening behind the scenes, who owns what, and who talked to who. I don't know.
Yeah. Pebbles refuses to believe that Beyonce stole something.
Absolutely not. Like, because, you know, I don't think Khaleesi is the crazy person that would just, you know, so there's something there, but, you know.
There's definitely something, like, she should have been at least informed as to what's going on and not found out with the rest of us when the album came out that that her song was being sampled. Yeah. And as of right now, they're still saying she's not even sure. She hasn't even mentioned anything about taking any legal action. So she might not even sue. She's just pissed off and said she wanted to have a heads up. That's all. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Khalees fine, too. Lord have mercy. thanks to Xander Bogaerts hitting a 3-run home run in the sixth inning, the Red Sox beat the Guardians 4-2. Red Sox, that's right. David Ortiz said it. Pay the man. To all the gamers out there, the next time someone tries to clown you for being one, I want you to stand tall, clear your throat, and tell them with your chest that the University of Oxford did a study and have concluded that your time spent playing has no connection with your well-being. Amen. And then slam the door in their face and go back to gaming. It's a beautiful thing.
Wait. Yes. I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there a certain amount of time they met?
It can be 24/7.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And that's not going to affect your somehow.
That's
I think this is a bogus study.
wait a minute. So now, the University of Oxford? I wish I could say that with like a English accent or something, but that's serious business. No, I'm not going to do that. It is being reported that Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor are close to a rematch in the boxing ring. Sox Brewers tonight at 7:10. Producer Aaron and I are going to the game. Nice. Look for us there.
Wow.
Thank you, Romero.
A little bromance going on.
I am gay. Yes. I've had boyfriends most of my life.
You set yourself
up. Oh, my God.
Past training camp continues today. And I'll be there tomorrow to see what's going on for myself. And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Puerto Rican Festival is back. Look at Mayor just sat up straight. Canceled in 2020. And also 2021 because of the pandemic. It's back this weekend. Franklin Park. It starts today. The parade's on Sunday. Starts at noon. Performances, arts and crafts, activities. Puerto Rican food. For a schedule of events, go to PuertoRicanFestivalOfMA.org.
So straight up about doing drugs. The funny thing is, I don't know what the update is now, but this artist, Faruco, the other day, probably about a month ago, he was performing, I believe it was in Miami, and all of a sudden he stopped performing all his songs, which were about partying and drugs, and he started, like, preaching about religion, and all his fans got so pissed. They were just like, no, we like your reckless music. Please keep it up.
Okay. Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.